Welcome to the Advocate Like a Mother podcast, here to empower and motivate you to use your voice. I'm Andy.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Ileana.
And today on the show, we have Sandy and Kaylee Williamson. Kaylee is the first woman with Down syndrome to run the Austin Half Marathon back in 2017, and also the author of the children's book, It's Cool to Be Me. Welcome to the show, Michelle and Ileana. You guys had left me alone last week, so we didn't get a chance to chit-chat before dropping that interview with Valley. But today is a very special day, Michelle. What is going on today?
Yes, today is Eli's 7th birthday.
Woo!
Not believe it.
So excited.
Big 7. Yeah, I loved his new office that he
right?
You put his quarantine office that he built in the back there.
Moving in.
Yeah.
Super jealous of his green door.
Yeah.
Love it.
Way cute. If you guys haven't seen it, what we're talking about is you gifted him something pretty special. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he got a KidCraft playhouse in our backyard, and it's like a little, it looks like a mid-century modern playhouse. And so we painted the door green to match our front door, and he's so excited. He loves it. He actually asked for a treehouse for his birthday, but we don't have we have a tiny tree in our front yard. It's like a baby tree. So obviously we couldn't give him what he wanted. I would give him the world if I could, so this is the closest I could come.
Yeah.
Well, my birthday's May 31st, and I'll take one of those because I got one of those plastic primary colored playhouses. Nothing close to how cute his little house is. So that's really cool.
Yeah, this week's always pretty fun. We always call it party week in our house because we've got Eli's birthday on the 15th. Then we have St. Patrick's Day 2 days later, and we're Irish. So we're always excited about that. Then Rox's birthday is 2 days after that on the 19th. And then World Down Syndrome Day is 2 days after that.
Oh, that's so much fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah, week full of party. It's really fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, and that's right, too, folks. You heard it. Sunday, you know, this episode drops on Wednesday, and then Sunday is World Down Syndrome Day. So that's why we are especially excited to drop this episode with Kaylee today. So we recorded this, reached out to her, and it was like, oh, this will be great. What a fun episode to share with you guys around this kind of same week and same season. But what have you kind of done in the past for fun, Michelle, around this?
Well, in the past, we've always hung out with our local Down Syndrome Association always throws a big party. And so we always go and hang out there. When Eli was little, it used to be at Downtown Disney. And then after that, they moved it to an outdoor mall in Huntington Beach. And so there's a DJ, and everyone just gets together and dances, and it's super fun. And so obviously last year didn't happen because of COVID. And then again this year, so we're super bummed to miss out. But yeah, we don't have any plans. What about you? Are you guys doing anything?
You know, we don't have any actual plans yet. We typically come up with something. You mentioned the DJ. What is it? The DJ that has
DJ Willpower.
Thank you. That's what it is. I'm like,
yes,
I'm like,
he's amazing.
DJ Willpower is the man. So yeah, I've seen him a bunch of times at a Buddy Walk and stuff. So
yeah.
In the past, we've always ended up at someone's house or have done something. Like, I can't remember last year. Did we get together with you guys last year, or was that something that was a different
thing? I think so, because that was like right after COVID hit. So
yeah,
that
makes sense.
That was part of the 2 weeks to slow the spread.
That's right. That's right.
Happy one year anniversary.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, everybody. Happy one anniversary from that. they're definitely not here to share that experience.
All right.
We need to start doing something. You told me, I think, that you guys used to go house to house and drop off stuff. What was that about? Because I love that idea. Maybe we'll steal that from you.
Yeah, Eli's first World Down Syndrome Day, or was it his second? Because I think he was born, so he was still in the NICU in his very, very first World Down Syndrome Day. So then when he was one, we bought a bunch of blue and yellow balloons and walked around our neighborhood and passed them out to neighbors, and then went down to the circle and passed them out there. So that was super fun.
Cute. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think I like the idea of like just that local neighborhood awareness, like that level, right? Like just to know that there's a person in the community to look out for and to know about. And it seems like a great way to even meet your neighbors and
definitely.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, We'd love to know what you guys, your listeners, are doing on World Dance Room Day. So if you do anything fun, please tag us, and we'll reshare in our stories. I think that'd be fun to check out what you guys are doing. Andy, why don't you tell us about Kaylee and your interview with her?
Yeah, so I had a great time talking to Kaylee and her mom, Sandy, for this interview. We got lucky because the interview was scheduled during a day like when all of Austin, all of like Texas had shut down. So like all the rain and the storm or the snow had shut down, you know, most of Texas, and they got their electricity literally the morning of this interview. So I'm getting to talk to them in the middle of all of this stuff. So super grateful they were able to still grant us their time and do it this way. So that was like just wow, kind of hearing about their experience. They're like, yeah, we got a bathtub full of snow and like using that to flush toilets, and you're just like, what, this is crazy. So yeah. But yeah, we get a chance to talk to them, and they share about all the things that they're doing now, like all the what, you know, kind of the this really interesting and amazing journey leading up to when they started running, you know, and what kind of motivated them to begin this whole thing. And it was very much of like a health, you know, kind of circumstance and a revelation of like, hey, like we gotta get going. And so you guys should be excited. Sandy has so many nuggets of just great ideas and like just so many good things that she says. That like, that is like such a wise just kind of thing to hear and think about, you know, raising your person with Down syndrome or most likely any disability, and just kind of approaching it and thinking about what you could be doing for our kids. So without further ado, let's get to that interview, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, here
Can't
we go.
Wait.
Kayla and Sandy, thank you so much for joining us today on Advocate Like a Mother podcast. If you could just take a moment to introduce yourselves so we can hear both of your voices, and then tell us where you're calling in from.
Austin, Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you love to do?
What I love to do is running. I honor with my grandma.
Okay.
To run because my grandma always told me that remember I always be there for your running for my race, and then remember run fast and run and eat healthy.
Eat healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Kaylee and I am Sandy Williamson. Also in Austin, Texas, Kaylee's mom, and we have lived in Austin, oh my gosh, since 91. So, yep, before that we were in Mississippi. So, have actually loved it here and absolutely fallen in love in the last several years with the running community. So it's been great.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with us today. Obviously, for those of you that are wondering, it is Friday during the week where all of Texas has lost power to millions of people. You guys have been experiencing freezing cold temperatures in your homes, lack of water and access. But I think you said, I saw on your Instagram today, you just got your electricity back today. Was that correct?
We've got electricity. We got internet back. And so we've been without water since Wednesday morning. And with this being Friday, they're saying we might have water tomorrow. It might be a couple more days. So we have shoveled as much snow as we can into buckets.
Wow.
To some things that we would have never imagined doing. But yeah, we've been shoveling snow and we've been trying to get bottled water for Kaylee. What most people don't know is that most of the grocery stores around us are closed because they don't have water or electricity.
Yeah.
The ones that are open, the lines are around. I mean, they just stretch for so long. It takes a couple hours just to get into the building. And most of the time, things are gone. So the things we need most for Kaylee with her splenectomy is bottled water. And that's precious right now and hard to come by. But neighbors have been fantastic. I mean, the folks helping each other during this time has been crazy. It's been amazing to see and experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we all feel for you. I've got family members and friends in Austin, and we've been in talking to them and just hearing about these stories coming out. So we're very grateful that you were able to cut out some time with all of this stuff going on, you know, to chat with us and share about Kaylee's incredible story here. So we're going to get into talking all about you, Kaylee, and everything you've accomplished with running. I do want to hear, though, Sandy, just a little bit. Tell us just a little bit about you know, raising Kaylee and, you know, kind of being in Austin, being in Mississippi, and, yeah, what kind of milestones have you guys accomplished together? And, yeah, like a little bit of life before running, took off.
Okay. So Kaylee was born my junior year of college, and, it quickly from that day she was born became just her and I. And our last year, my last year, I always say our last year, but my last year at in college, I went to the University of Southern Mississippi, and we lived on welfare and donations. So her whole first Christmas was donated. Her whole first Easter was donated. When she was born, I was advised to either put her up for adoption or put her in an institution in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was told she probably would not walk before she was five. That she would probably, if she were potty trained, it probably wouldn't be until she was much older than that. I think all those worst case scenarios that you hear from doctors when any child is born uniquely different. And one thing I've raised Kaylee since that time, because it made me angry. It challenged me, but it made me angry because the thought in my mind at that time was, who are you to dictate how my child grows or who she grows up to become? So we moved here to Texas literally the day after I graduated from college. I graduated Friday night. We moved Saturday morning.
Wow.
That fast. it's been at times, hasn't always been easy. But whether it was the educational system and just trying to make sure she got everything she needed, or if it was health, I always laugh because Kaylee's high school teacher lives in the cul-de-sac across from us. And I would always get these notes from her teacher: Kaylee won't keep up. Kaylee stops. I can't even get Kaylee to go to half a mile to go get to her training project. I mean, things like that when she was in school. She did Special Olympics, and she would do like basketball and track and cycling. When she graduated from high school at 22, she'd gone through the GO program and everything. I started, you graduated in 2009. A couple of years later, my mother in 2008 had her second stroke. And it was after she graduated and mom had had her second massive stroke that one of the doctors, I did start becoming concerned with her weight. She was at 215 pounds. She was diagnosed in 2008 with ITP, which is low blood platelets, and we don't know why. She just started having all those autoimmune disorders that most Down syndrome individuals tend to develop. And when she was diagnosed with Graves' disease after that, and I started doing the research, I am a strong believer that you have to know, you have to educate yourself on things that go on, not just for yourself and your body, but for your child's as well. And when they told me she had Graves' disease, I started researching the two medications that treat it. And the one they put her on was methimazole. And one of the side effects is it drops the blood platelets. And we already had an autoimmune disorder with the blood platelets. And I started really looking at everything that I was giving my child to eat, to drink, the lack of exercise. And don't get me wrong, Special Olympics is an amazing program. But they need something that's consistent on a daily basis, just like we do. And that was an eye opener. And when I took her to one of her doctors, and I mean, at the time it kind of hurt, but it was good to hear how blunt he was, because he told me, he said, I saw her at 215 pounds and I knew it was not going to end well for her. Mm. And, you know, that's that slap in the face that I needed. And we joined Weight Watchers. I started running first. And we were, I was asked in one of the challenges, I'd already done my marathon. I'd done a couple of half marathons.
Okay, I will tell him that I do remember that I lost kind of 80 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was showing Weight Watchers for my birthday.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Since I was a being lifetime members, they got me a lifetime anniversary.
Yep. You got an anniversary for being lifetime for a year.
After pandemic.
I'm kind of impressed because normally when we do this, you don't say much at all. So there's, I mean, I'm like really happy that she's really talking.
Yeah. And now I know that I lost 80 pounds after pandemic.
Yes. Still with the pandemic, you're holding strong. But, you know, when the doctor said that, one of the things that I realized is so many times, especially with our children, we expect things to be fixed with a medicine. We expect things to be, what we're told, especially the bad side, we tend to hold on to and think that's all there is because we hear it so much. We hear it sometimes with the school district of what they can do, what they can't do. We hear it with doctors of what to expect, whether it's their chances of developing Alzheimer's or, you know, hey, they all get thyroid, have thyroid issues, and this is just what happens. And so when the doctor said that, I kind of had to take a step back and I started looking at what all she was getting. And at that time she would drink like, and I worked for a beverage company. She would drink, you know, a diet soda, like six of them a day. And that's
Diet Coke.
Yes. Yes. I wasn't going to say brand names, but okay. But okay. So
I'm sorry. I speak to Dr. Pepper's in my grandma's work.
Yes. So I got to looking at the ingredients and I realized that aspartame was the fifth ingredient on a diet Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. And I learned that it was an excitotoxin and I started learning the effects on the body. And there was this realization at the moment that if her autoimmune system.
I think 12 of Dr. Pepper at McDonald's.
Okay, that's a lot. I'm glad I didn't know that at the time. Your grandma. Our immune system responds to foreign things in it by thinking it has to defend the body. Then if I'm introducing artificial stuff into her diet, then to me, I'm overloading her immune system, which is already compromised just because that extra chromosome contains your autoimmune gene. So we started doing that. The weight started coming off. And then slowly but surely is when she started working into races. And that started a very different, very interesting journey for us.
Okay. So now, Kaylee, I'm so excited that you're excited to talk to me. So I definitely have some questions for you because I've got to hear about you running a half marathon. I could tell you I have some friends who run marathons. I wish I could be like them. I do. I could get excited about running, and I'm going to need your advice later about what I should do. But so tell me, when your mom first started wanting you to run, like, were you excited about that? Is that something you wanted to do? How did that feel for you?
Did you want to run races with me in the beginning?
Yes. I still want to running with my mom. And the moment that I see my mom at the beginning, that she was starting running with me. And then the moment that I hit the finish line, she was starting crying. And at the finish line, she always told me that I am so proud of you.
So we're going to dish some bad stuff, too, because when I would push you to go faster, what would you do? It was like a hand that would come up.
I had to go because my grandma told me.
That's right. I guess let me say this too, so people know. So grandma has come up a number of times. She's a very big deal in Kayla's life, and she just recently passed. Is that right, Kayla?
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you being here and being able to talk about her. I also just lost my grandmother at the end of January, so it was about the same time. So I have probably a lot of the same feelings you do, and I've been pretty sad about that. And I love that you're sharing about her and how much she motivated you.
So yeah, I just want to tell you that before that, my grandma cares for me at the nursery room.
Mm-hmm.
She is. I was born.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma carried me at the nursery room before she has Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if I can ask, Kaylee, when you were you in the middle of running your race in Austin, your half marathon, did you ever feel like, I can't finish, I can't do it?
I had to finish.
So I'm going to elaborate a little bit on that first half marathon and actually the first distance race she did.
Yeah.
The first distance race she did was the Run for the Water 10 miler. And I would say Kaylee had more influence on those around us than we had on her. And we had maybe 2 miles left in the 10 miler. She'd never gone that distance before. And she's limping. It took us 4 hours to do that first race. They'd already taken down the finish line. Everybody had cleared out but the board for Run for the Water and the gentleman that is over the whole thing. And EMS came about a mile left into it on the golf cart and said, "Hey, why don't you go ahead and get in the golf cart?" And she said, "No."
Yeah.
Then she had about a half a mile away. They came back in the golf cart and said, "Are you sure you don't want us to give you a ride back?" She said, "No." And
I really do remember that I can't go at the fan because I got to finish it.
Yeah. So she finished that race. They did a little impromptu finish line on the sidewalk. And if you watch real close, you'll see she's limping as she's running. The first half marathon, we got to mile 5. And I'm one of those moms that could probably be very, no, I am, I'm not, there's no probably. I am very overbearing. I'm like, "Kaylee, come on, Kaylee, you got to go faster. They're going to sweep us if you don't go faster." You know, that mom that worries about what everybody else is thinking and should just like back off. So I went on ahead. And there were so many people in our group that was doing the race with her that we met at mile 5. And I came back to Kaylee and I asked one of the individuals, I said, "How's she doing?" He said, "She's got to stop. She's done." And I'm like, "Okay." So I walked up to Kaylee and I said, "This is your race. There's whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks or anything like that. This is your race. You decide what you want to do." And she said, "I'm not stopping." And you can actually find videos and pictures of this from when she did that first half, because so many of them went all over the place. And you can tell she was limping as she was running to that finish line. 6 hours and 22 minutes, but she was limping.
I was not limping.
No, you weren't? Okay, then I see it.
That's why.
Why?
So my grandma told me, "You stayed in this place before she goes to heaven, and she always be there for me."
Yes, you're right. Okay, thank you for correcting me on that. What I've noticed with Kaylee is like where we have that in our mind that we need something to inspire us to just like not quit. For her, it's like, this is my goal and this is what I'm going to do. There's not that inner struggle or inner time. If it takes 6.5 hours, so be it. Yeah, if it takes 3 hours and 50 minutes, okay, that's good too. But where you and I have noticed always need that something to keep us going. Have you ever done a marathon? You hit a wall by mile 18 or 20. Mine was mile 20. And you're just like, "I can't do this anymore." And something you need to pick you up. when we asked Kaylee if she wanted to stop, the answer was no. It was never, I can't do this. It was never, I'm done. The truck would come up and say, hey, you either move to the sidewalk or you have to get in the van and be swept. And it's always been, no, okay. I'm not going to do it. So
for me, I can't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because my grandma told me to go fast.
Okay.
And then I will do it for me more.
At some point, it's got to be my mom told me, though. You know.
That. I will do it for me more. Yeah. I guess it go much faster to it. To hit the finish line, mm-hmm. and then my grandma is gonna be so happy for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it when you run, Kaylee? Do you have the image of your grandma in your head, or you have her voice in your head telling you, "Keep going, you can do it."
Yeah. The moment that I hear my grandma's voice to go to a new tunnel.
Oh, you're talking about Detroit. The race in the tunnel and the race in Detroit. Okay.
And then I hear my grandma's voice. And then it told me that I always be there for you, your race and my travel to go to the race. And I got to go much faster. Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's great. We all need something or someone motivating us in our mind and in our spirit that keeps us pushing forward. And I love that that's your grandma and that mm-hmm. that she's helping you finish those races. How can I ask what other races have you done since?
Okay, I want to tell you that I've done my 11.
No, you've done 12 half marathons.
And then, no, it was 12.
So you've done every year you've done the Austin Half Marathon since 2017, right? You've done the Decker Challenge, which is a half marathon with a lot of heels. You've done 3M Half Marathon. In Mississippi, you've done the Rise and Shine in Hattiesburg. Then you've done the Elk Run. The Emma Coburn Elk Run, the 5K in Crested Butte, Colorado.
Yeah, I really do remember with me and my friend Shane.
Then you've done the LA Charities Half Marathon. And then you did the Detroit International Half Marathon.
Under the tunnel.
You went through the tunnel. Yes.
Very cool.
There you go.
I love that. I am too lazy I need to get in gear. Like you hearing you accomplish all of that is wonderful. And yeah, I need to get in line.
I just want to tell you that I want to do a bit more that I got to go much faster because my grandma always told me, remember, run fast.
So what are you preparing to do next year that you do have to go faster for?
Okay, I'm doing a full half marathon.
A full half marathon. We're supposed to do Chicago this year, too, at the end of September. Our goal is to get two or three out-of-state half marathons a year.
Oh, wow.
And as part of that is to bring awareness of how important healthy living, healthy choices are for them, for all of us, and the need for just getting out there and then moving, for us to get out there and move, and the odds as far as it decreases, hopefully to some extent, the chances of them developing Alzheimer's and a lot of those autoimmune disorders.
So, okay, I really remember at the Deco. I got to go much faster because I left my mom.
You left me in the dust.
Yes, that's right. My grandma told me.
Oh, it wasn't because I made you mad? That's the key to her running faster is you make her mad and then you say, run that way. And then she leaves you behind.
It's Michelle. I believe giving your kids a variety of dolls to play with, including some that don't look exactly like your kids, is super important. It fosters empathy and diversity and lets them discover through play that everyone is unique and beautiful. Miniland Educational Toys have created a line of dolls that were made exactly for this reason. Miniland's core values are to help children understand and explore values of inclusion and coexistence through play by promoting empathy and acceptance of people regardless of race, gender, or disability. Miniland currently offers several dolls with Down syndrome along with a variety of other social and emotional learning toys. You can find their products on Amazon or you can visit their website at minilandgroup.com.
Allison Hertog, an attorney and former special ed teacher, is passionate about advocating for students with disabilities because she was once one herself. She was retained in the second grade because she couldn't read. She found out years later that the school psychologist did some testing and told her parents Allison would never go to college. How wrong they were. Allison understands at a deep level how easily schools can misunderstand and misserve students. Her struggle to overcome learning disabilities, as well as the blows to her confidence she took over and over again, shaped who she is today. Before becoming a lawyer, she earned a master's degree in special education and taught children with varying special needs. Allison's experiences as a special needs student and as a teacher make her a highly unique lawyer in the field of special education. She's won and settled every case she's filed. Allison fights for kids as if they were her own. This is not just a business for her, but a calling. California parents can sign up for a free consultation at makingschoolwork.com. You can also reach out to Allison directly via phone at 213-290-317. And now, back to our show. What my friend told me when he started running, something that changed in his mind, is that he doesn't see himself just as a runner, but he sees himself as an athlete. And so now, like, when he looks at his life, he doesn't think like, oh, I just run to exercise or I just run so I can do marathons. I now see myself as an athlete, no different than some of the big sports players that are out there. I'm curious if, do you see yourself the same way? And is there anything that you're doing on a regular basis to keep yourself athletic and healthy?
Okay, I just want to tell you that I feel like I see myself, because I got to go much faster because I don't like a slow poke.
Did you just point at me?
You did. I did. I don't like a slow poke at the race.
Okay.
I get
so,
it.
So, keeping healthy. We're usually up and trying to hit the pavement at 6 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Then from there, we go to a Weight Watchers meeting. Then we go to the farmer's market and we pick up, we have a box of vegetables that we get every Saturday from Johnson's backyard. Then here we have a treadmill and we have a bike. The treadmill I felt was important to keep her speed at a constant rate, which has also helped because with this whole last week, we weren't supposed to be using anything with extra electronics. So the bike came in handy. But
I ran 4 miles.
Yep.
About 3.6. I never stopped running.
No.
Never stopped.
That's a huge improvement to where it was, right? Because you used to get on it like at 2 miles per hour, and that was like, that's all I can do. So, but to stay healthy and just keep that going and keeping that mentality of, you know, not just athlete, but this is, it's a lifestyle. It's who you are. It's, you know, we've looked at the last year, we talked about this to begin with. You look at this whole last year and even up to, for us, these last couple of weeks to this last week, difficulties, bad things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen as you're going to encounter them. The difference is being able to take that and saying, okay, this is a challenge and I can build myself up from it. Or, you know, the other side is just to let it happen and kind of lose everything you've done as an athlete or whoever you are. When those challenge happens, it's being able to take that and keep going. And that's been important with her, is to let her see bad things can happen. Good things happen too. And you take that and you build yourself up with it. And I think that has been the biggest part, that and the, like I said, the healthy eating.
I think I also saw that you wrote a children's book. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
I did.
You keep talking. I'll go get you. So you can at least just hold it up. They can't do anything with it, but you can hold it up. Tell me about your book.
Okay, I really wrote a children book.
Oh, there it is. I love it. It's cool to be me.
See, if he can email you his address, you will send one to Sunflower.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I would love that. She would love that.
What is this book about?
Moment that I see those pictures is that me and my best friend.
Yeah, Mom didn't even make the cover of the book. I will tell you that.
Is that my best friend.
William.
Yeah.
Not Mom.
William.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. William.
And then a moment that I was running with my friend, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
He was, he tried to help me to finish my half marathon.
Yeah.
He was holding my hand.
So in the book, it does talk about all of that. But what I will build onto this, and you understand this as a parent too. So many times as a parent, we've had to fight so many battles, whether it's for inclusion, whether it's just to get the right medical diagnosis and everything. I mean, it seems like we've always got things that we hit with obstacles. What is really cool is when your child gets involved with something, like for us, for the running community, and the acceptance, the all of a sudden she is a part of it. Mm-hmm. To find that is so amazing. And when you say keep going, that has been a big part of it, is this running community.
Yeah, I will tell him that it's a decade of my grandma has Alzheimer's.
Now we're back to grandma. I love it.
There we go. So yeah, we're seeing the dedication page here. This book is dedicated to my grandmother and everyone else affected by Alzheimer's. That is wonderful, Kaylee. That is, I'm so proud of you for writing that book and making it available for folks that are out there. I hope so many people get to see it, not only for parents who have a person with Down syndrome in their life, but then for those who are yet to meet a person with Down mm-hmm. syndrome and really see what you are all capable of doing, because it's fantastic. We're also proud of you, and keep running and keep being healthy.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Kaylee, if I'm going to start running and I decide tomorrow, you know what? I want to start being healthy. I want to start running. What do I need to do first to make sure I'm successful at it?
Okay. First, you have to drink a pillow of water and then eating a protein.
It's like a triple meat cheeseburger. No.
Yeah, come on, Mom. That's not what I'm supposed to eat.
Like peanuts or the nuts.
Peanuts and nuts. Okay.
Okay.
And then I swing a glass of water. And
what about kombucha?
And then kombucha.
Okay.
No spinach.
And spinach.
She's like, duh, Mom. Yeah, of course, spinach.
No running. Should he run? He should run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I've got the tips now, so I'm gonna see what that amounts to. It's all gonna depend if my four children let me get out in the morning and get out there.
I could only handle one, so that's impressive.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I haven't made it yet.
I'm sure you'd do great.
Yeah. Thanks, Sandy and Kaylee. Thank you for joining me today, Sandy. You know, what's a little bit of encouragement that you can send out there to our parents that are listening, that are, you know, trying to be hopeful about a future for their person with Down syndrome?
Don't cap your child. Don't let anybody else cap your child. We all have these natural caps that we hit, but don't just assume what people tell you is all that they can do. Look at them with fresh eyes. Look at them with all that they're capable of doing and give them those opportunities. There's things that we all can do and that we can't, you know, there's things that we can't do, but to automatically assume, don't live their lives. Don't try to do that by assumptions. Just let them be who they are. And they're going to show you everything that they love to do and what they're capable of becoming and who they're capable of becoming. We don't need to put artificial caps on that. When we do that, we've kept the world from experiencing all that, that is there. I mean, we really have. We've kind of, I couldn't imagine doing that. One of the things that I wish I had done was to get her active much younger. And when most parents ask me that and they have young kids, I'm always like, get started now. That the choices on what you're feeding them, get started now.
Yeah.
I love that now I work for a company that's all about healthy snacks, Pirate's Booty, Skinny Pop, all of that. But I wish that I had not seen food as so convenient when you're talking about fast food and everything, and realize that it's not that convenient at all when you see the health issues that come along later. So I would tell any parent, get started young. It's just that much important. It's important to us, but I feel like for them, they're like a microscope. It's so much more important to them.
Yeah.
So
awesome. That's a great word. Well, where can our listeners follow and support your ongoing journey?
So we have a public Instagram account. It's SEW Eagles 91. And then we also, her book, It's Cool to Be Me, has a Facebook page. It's Cool to Be Me by Kaylee Williamson. The next race we have is the Austin Half Marathon virtual at the end of April. Then we have Chicago in September. Pretty much those two venues of what we've used. It's been very much just like keeping information out there. And, you know, it's definitely not been one that we've.
Okay. I will tell you that I did more that my grandma's favorite race. She always loves to going travel, seeing the Colorado and California.
Okay.
And then Detroit. And she also loves to travel and see Greece.
So we're trying to pick races in every state that with Alzheimer's grandma thought she, you know, had been to.
Okay.
So it was our way of taking a temporary memory and making it a permanent one.
Oh, I love that.
So every time mom would talk about and think she had visited somewhere, we found a race there, right? Mm-hmm. But
Now I know that it was watching of my movies is called from Mamma Mia.
Yeah, Greece is going to take a long time to get there.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have those two outlets as far as providing information. And there's a Facebook page. We haven't done a lot with it. We post on every so often called Kaylee's Club. They've slowly kind of changed it. But the whole idea with that page is to get people with all disabilities out moving and running. So we post on there every so often, but most certainly the Instagram account and It's Cool to Be Me are the two main ones.
Awesome. Very good. Well, everyone out there listening, go and follow those accounts, share that with your friends, and keep Kaylee's story going as she's still running and cranking and pushing along. And that full marathon, you're going to get it and you're going to cross that finish line. And it is going to be so great.
Yes.
It's been great talking, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay.
What a great interview. How fun are Sandy and Kaylee together?
They're awesome. I love their little banter back and forth.
I love it. Fun. They're just amazing, and it actually super just motivates me to go and start running, because I'm with you, Andy. It seems great. And then you got to put your feet to the pavement and actually go.
Right.
So, but I love them. I loved to hear so much about her grandma.
Yeah.
Yes, and just, that was so cute.
I think mostly because, I mean, I was really close to my grandma, and then my grandma just, you know, recently passed away. And I really loved how just that memory has been so motivating to her.
Yeah.
And equally kind of annoyed her mom of like, hey, I need some credit too.
Hello. Totally. What about me?
Yeah.
Which reminds me of how my girls kind of treat me now with my mom, which is exactly what I did with my grandma. So it was really cool to kind of just see determination of just like, I'm not going to quit. Not taking the cart. I'm doing my own thing. I love it. Yeah. She's phenomenal.
But and I love what she said about that. She's like, you know, for you and me, it's like we need to find inspiration. You know, we need to like tell ourselves something to make it happen when we see that. She's like, everything I've learned about Kaylee is that there's just an answer to the thing. Like, you don't need anything else. It's just like, I said I was going to run the race, so I have to finish the race. You can't, like, you know, I love that distinction that it was just like, well, no, why are you coming to pick me up? I'm here to run the race, and I'm going to keep going. Like, you know, giving up is not even a part of the equation.
Yeah.
And I just, and I love that she gave room for that, you know, and it, she did, it sounded like it was, she had to step in and really just be like, listen, if you want this, then it's yours, take it. And she's like, yeah, what else am I going to do? This is what I came here to do. I came to run a marathon, so let's run the marathon, you know?
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You know, and if that's like, you know, a characteristic of Down syndrome, you know, that we can expect from our kids, you know, Michelle, like, all right. I thought it was like a really like interesting learning thing that it was like, oh, it's not a matter of coaxing. It's just kind of, you know, realizing like, no, that's just the answer to the circumstance. And that's just the answer to the problem. There's no other route. I appreciated her calling out that distinction.
Definitely. I have a confession to make. I do not like running. I'll come out and say that right away. But I tried to run a St. Patrick's Day 5K one time, and I ended up cheating. Like, that's 5K, guys. Not a half marathon, 5K.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I cut across this lawn. I basically only did it to dress up. I just wanted to wear the wig and the cute outfit.
Yeah, holiday 5Ks, I don't know if they count. You know, like, it's definitely for the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so I loved hearing Kaylee talk about that. It's just so cool that she was able to do that. I'm very impressed.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep following her journey. As we mentioned, I believe that she ran that first half marathon back in 2017. Since then, she's done a number of other ones, as you heard Sandy tell us about. She's doing a full marathon coming up here.
Wow.
So that's going to be, that's her big 2021 goal, is to hit that. So they're training for that. And that's just amazing.
So cool.
That's going to be quite something. And I'm also very excited about what she said was their grandma's kind of living memory project, where like they're finding races in the places that her grandma thought she had been to, you know, like with their Alzheimer's. And I'm like, that is golly, so cool. That is so sweet, you know? And so like, I really hope they make it to Greece. I know that's on the list. And I'm like, man, what a cool story. If they make that happen, and what a great way to honor her grandma. I really hope that happens for her.
Yeah. I feel like it makes such a big difference, and I think it speaks volumes to how impactful like the community is. It's not just, you know, our parents, but like just that huge influence of grandparents and extended family, and just the remarkable kind of impact they can make on any kid. And so you can see that, and that's, like you said, I think it's really remarkable that she's kind of living that out for her grandma, which is just...
Yeah, I love that.
The feels, guys.
And I'll kind of extend your thought into a little bit of a soapbox moment. Like, you know, our day and age, like, we have a very disconnected family unit, you know, and whatever circumstances that a lot of folks have ended up that way, obviously, like, you can't control everything. But I think, like, if you are a grandparent and you're hearing this, you know, think about that, you know, like, take this as an opportunity to say, like, hey, like, I can, you know, be involved in my grandkids' life, you know, like, if there's always a chance, you know, to take that, you know, take that step, take that level, like, you know, just once a week phone call, you know, call your grandkids, just to call them, don't call them proxy via your parents, you know, like, just call and say, hey, no, I wanted to talk to so-and-so, I don't want to talk to you. Let me talk to my grandkid, you know, like, you know, take that move. I'm going to throw that out there and prod, because it's obviously Kaylee is so driven by her grandma. And I love that. And so I just hope you grandparents out there can hear that as an encouragement to leave an imprint on your grandkids' lives. Yeah. So again, Sandy and Kaylee, thank you for joining us on that interview. Thank you guys for checking out this interview. I wanted to say one last thing before we wrap up. Stay tuned this week. We are dropping another episode actually on Friday. These are a new kind of episode that are actually part of our sponsorship offerings. And so we're going to get a chance to hear an episode from a company where we get to dialogue about their great products and great services. And I will want you to come back and check that out. So Michelle and I get a chance to talk with a great company, and we'll let that be revealed when that episode drops on Friday. But yeah, if you are a company that is out there and you're looking for unique ways to market yourself and participate in partnering with the disabilities community, with our show, sponsor our show. Help us get this going. So we kicked off this show again a couple months ago, and you know, it's all open for you guys to join us. We have a few people lined up, and you guys will begin to see more of that along the way. So thanks again for joining us today, and I will see you ladies later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks again for listening. As always, if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate it, and share this episode with a friend. Access resources, episode notes, podcast merch, and more at www.advocatelikeamother.org. And if you're a company looking to partner with us via sponsorship, please reach out to us on our website. And lastly, follow us on Instagram at advocatelikeamother and join our community group on Facebook. Friends, we'll see you next time.